Hey, my name is Edward Fox. Thanks so much for your time and attention. Thank you so much for clicking on the video. Thanks so much for watching the video. I'm going to be speaking just briefly because of money stuff, like career. That's what people call it. When it comes to work, my 9-to-5 job, IT company stuff, anything moving forward, I'm looking at cloud computing, cybersecurity, project management, and AI. And also a little bit closer, but also law school. So yeah, cool stuff. But basically, over the past 7 years since I started Fox Emergence, my first business, well, my second business, because my first one, I was like 12 years old. Me and my younger brother, we had kids selling candy for us in the neighborhood and at school. I remember this kid, Myron, he was eating the candy and he owed us money. So I went, me and my younger brother went to his mom's house, and I was a little overweight for my size. I mean, for my age, I was like 12 years old, I was over 200 pounds. I was like 5'2", but like, maybe I was intimidating or something. I don't know. But I went to the house. He was a little scared to come outside. And his mom came to the door. And she was like, hey, y'all can't be having these kids. Well, she said, you can't be having these kids out here selling candy for you. And I was upset because they had, her son owed me money. And since he was defaulting, that meant she owed me money. I didn't get my money back from that. So I ended up getting out of that business real fast. But that was my first business. And maybe before that, maybe my first business was actually me helping the older ladies at the church. I remember, I love her so much. Yeah, Miss Gardner. I remember Miss Gardner. Miss Gardner told me she would pay me to go to Sunday school. And she told me that if I went to Sunday school, I would live a long time. And I miss Miss Gardner. She passed. Later on, her husband passed. I miss both of them. Mr. Gardner used to teach me in Sunday school. And then before he passed, I used to teach the same class, like the high school class. I used to teach the class, he used to teach the class, and Mr. Johnny Wright used to teach the class too. So it's three of us guys alternating on who's gonna teach the Sunday school class for that Sunday. And you know, I would be in there, they would say, Eddie, you know, come teach and stuff like that. But I tell you what, I love the church. I grew up in St. Paul CME down in Savannah. 1601 Bonner Street, if you wanna go hear from, you know, our pastor and learn some more about God. But I used to go to Sunday school, got paid for that from Miss Gardner. There would be older ladies that would need something, just got out of their car for them. And I would do stuff, and I would get a little dollar. And I just thought that was the coolest thing. So I've always been a person that believed in doing little things for money. And that's entrepreneurship, basically. But I say all that to lead up into... Now, I'm 28 years old. I just turned 27 last week on March 27th. No, I just turned 28 last week on March 27th. Yeah, boom. Hopefully, I said that correctly. I just forgot that fast. But I turned 28 last week, March 27th. It was really cool. So, since 2022, I found this guy. It was on Instagram. I was scrolling. It was December. I saw this guy, Cyrus Harbin, on Instagram talking about getting into tech. And the more he was talking about it, I started doing a research. And then, honestly, I didn't start doing the research because I remember one of my bros, me and my bro Jeff, we were in this lounge, kind of like club scene here in Atlanta in 2021 one night. And I was just, you know, I'm kind of the nerdy type. I mean, I lift weights. I love women. Like, I drive fast, or used to drive fast. I play sports. I'm pretty okay at sports. But I still, I guess, a little nerdy. But I don't even know if the word nerd fits for me. I'm extroverted. I love talking to people. I'm really great with children. Kids love me. But basically, I was in a club reading an article. That's why I said I was a little nerdy. But I was reading this article. It was like 2021. It was May 2021. I made some money off of Dogecoin and all that. We were just having a good old time. It was 2021. Basically, the article was saying that like tech hiring for IT was going up by like a big percentage. And I said, bro, we got to get on this IT staffing. That was 2021. 2022, December 2022, I just got back from New York in November of 2022. So I was just watching, I was in my bed looking at Instagram, and this guy, Cyrus Harbin, comes up on the screen. And he's talking about tech hiring, well, getting into tech. And basically, I started Fox Emerge back in 2017. I have been doing tech stuff like building websites, email marketing campaigns, advertising campaigns. I've been doing that for years with multiple clients. And I think even at the time I was scrolling on Instagram, I might have been actually doing client work from like Upwork. You know, sometimes you get a little stressed to start scrolling on your phone. Maybe I was doing work for Brian at Zinc 30. Brian K. Maybe I'd be giving too many details on these videos. But I don't do anything sketchy. I don't do anything illegal, so I could talk. But basically, I was scrolling and I saw this video. He was talking about getting into tech, and I was like, yo, I'm gonna work in tech. He was talking about the money, the 9 to 5 stuff, right? Because 2022, I was like, yo, I need more stability. Because running a business, it's like up and down sometimes, depending on if you've created stability in your business. But again, it's like you're reliant on other companies seeing the market a certain way, doing what it takes to be in the market and make certain things happen. So it's like you can come in with the marketing, but everybody that you could potentially work with doesn't have the mindset. They're not all thinking about, hey, I got this marketing guy. I believe we're gonna win. Let's do the right things. Like they have multiple people in their businesses. There's so many different moving parts. The same with the 9 to 5. But with the 9 to 5, it's like, okay, there's you and there's the job that you work for. And hopefully that company is having growth. They're making more sales than ever. They have higher profits. They're hiring more people. That's just what you're looking for if you're gonna work a 9 to 5. And I also kind of see me, I'm a primarily an entrepreneur. I see like me working a 9 to 5 is kind of like, not just in a way, but it's kind of like, dang, you know, there's a certain skill set that you have to learn and improve at to be a better entrepreneur. So it's like working a 9 to 5 is like, okay, it's like kind of chilling off on learning those skills, which is kind of like a cop out. But again, to gain stability, it's like there's sometimes a thing that you have to do. Like before, I was like, not going to finish college. But now with the 9 to 5 stuff, my experience over time, all the work that I've done, I put my resume out. Recruiters are calling me specifically for cybersecurity. Cybersecurity recruiters are calling me, and they're like, "Hey, yeah, we got this job doing this, doing this, doing this." And identity access management. They're like, "Yo, we'll pay you like one." They're paying between $120 and $150 a year. So I'm like, "Yeah, let me go ahead and finish my college degree at Western Governors University. Let's get this money because I'm going to continue to invest in my business, continue to look for real estate deals, continue to look for businesses to buy. Like, again, I am an entrepreneur, but again, like right now, I'm looking for a piece of stability, right? But stability just to stay there, heck no. I'm not looking to get to a certain income and stay there forever. No, I'm looking to get to a certain income, use that income, pay down debts, increase credit limit. Increase credit score, use that credit to go buy assets. That is what America, the United States of American government, and that's what the banking system has put in place. Credit, capitalism, I'm gonna use it to the advantage of everybody, basically. And I see it, I've said it before, I'm like, yo, somebody gotta get rich so everything can be free. Somebody's got to do it. I've been going on ChatGPT, like, how do we make everything free? And it gave me some ideas. I'm like, okay, how can we do this? How can we do this? I met with someone yesterday, and they work in like health, not healthcare. They working on a doctorate degree of public health. I'm like, okay, we got to talk. I got to listen to more of what you know about, you know, trying to get some ideas. I'm going to be the president one day, the president of the United States. I'm going to be the real president, not some, like, person that's the face of a shadow government. Like, nah, I'm running things for real. For the people. Edward Fox is for the people. Seriously, that's going to be on a shirt. Edward Fox is for the people. So, but I mentioned all this because the tech stuff, I'm like, okay, tech stuff looks great. Cloud computing is growing, right? Cloud computing, let's just get into it just a little bit. Very briefly, if you've ever been at a building, let's say for commerce or even for school, there's a room with a bunch of computers in it, and they're called servers. Those servers hold data, right? So if those computers, those servers are in that building, we would call that on-premise, right? Boom. Now, if a building, right, they don't have a room for computers where they call servers. They don't have a server room, but they still have data that is streamed there through the cloud. That's cloud computing. Like Netflix is cloud computing. You do not have those DVDs in your apartment or in your house. You don't have those VHSs in your house to watch those movies. Netflix is actually built on top of AWS, Amazon Web Services. They have a service called Simple Storage Service. That's S3. So those video files that you're watching on Netflix are stored in an S3 file. Well, S3 bucket. So that's really cool. So now, another example for cloud computing, I would say, let's say you want donuts, right? Let's say you know how to make donuts. Let's say you're a part of the small percentage of people in the world that know how to make donuts. I don't know how to make donuts. I'm not about to find out how to make donuts. I don't eat donuts. I haven't eaten donuts in years. I said earlier in the video, I should be a little overweight. I'm a grown man. I'm listed at like 5'9", 69 inches. But I weigh like 157. I was 5'2", 221 pounds when I was 12. I decided I didn't want to be fat no more. The church, St. Paul, sent me, they used to have donuts, coffee, and orange juice in the back of the church after 8 o'clock service. I used to eat it, but when I decided I didn't want to be fat no more, I stopped. These girls used to call me fat. They didn't call me ugly, but they used to call me fat. And I didn't like that. And it hurt my feelings. So I said, I need to do something different. I need to change. So me changing has, I've always had a growth mindset. I've always been like, you know what? If I don't know something, I can learn it. If I'm not doing something right, I can get better. I need to get better at math. I need to really focus on getting better at math because last month I was so hyped. I was like, yo, I met this girl. She said she want to buy a condo. I'm like, okay, I'll help you buy a condo. Let me go get my license. She's like, yeah, come back when you get your license. I went and took the test. I didn't pass the test because of that math. So the Georgia real estate exam. I'm like, man, I need to go get the doggone math and get better at math. The thing is, you need a 109 to pass. I had a 101. Think about the fact that I went up there and I missed by 8 points. Come on now. They could have just gave me that. Or I could have did better before I went by studying math more. Like, come on now. Actually, the math part of the exam, I studied that the least. So I messed myself up on that. So basically, I'm not messing myself up on that no more. I'm just going to study math. I'm going to do better. I'm just going to be better. Like, you have to just be better. You have to do what it takes to be better. Like, period. That's why I'm making this video. Because I'm announcing what I'm working on and what I would like for you to stay tuned in. And it's something that you can learn from yourself. So donuts, right? If you want donuts, even if you know how to make donuts, even if you have the ingredients to make donuts at your spot in your kitchen, you might have a gourmet kitchen, but if you don't feel like making donuts that day, you can make an Uber Eats order or a DoorDash order, maybe an Instacart, I don't know. But you can have somebody go somewhere, pick up donuts, and bring them to your house or to your apartment. I'm saying basically, those are donuts in the cloud. That's kind of my thought process. Because the thing is, if you got a kitchen, if every house has a kitchen, that kitchen is on premises. If you get food delivered to you, that's basically food from another person's kitchen coming to your place. That's kind of like food. That's a food cloud. Boom. So I've given you two examples of the cloud. The cloud is, no, three examples of the cloud. Basically, a school or a business, they have their computers and servers on premise in a room. They have that data there so they can use the data while they're doing business. But then over time, they get rid of that and they have all their data stored in the cloud, maybe with AWS, maybe with Azure, maybe with Google Cloud Platform, maybe with IBM, maybe with Oracle, but they have options. And also there's multi-cloud. You do want to have your files backed up in multiple clouds. So if one goes down, there's another. Then I also mentioned there's Netflix. We have movies that we like to watch. Netflix, Hulu, Paramount Plus, HBO Max. That's movies and TV in the cloud. Because I don't have a DVD player in here. I don't have no DVDs. I don't have no tapes. I don't have no CDs. It's really crazy because, like, if I wanted to watch a movie and Netflix was acting up, if all the internet stuff went down, I couldn't watch no movies. I don't watch movies like that anyway. I watched a movie yesterday. It was cool. Like a psychological thriller called The Firm with Tom Cruise. But basically, that's two examples so far. Watching TV is the cloud. YouTube is the cloud. You don't have those videos stored on your phone. That's the cloud. It's another example of the cloud. Then donuts. If you wanted to have donuts, but you didn't want to make them yourself, you order them from somewhere else, that's basically a food cloud. But there's like four examples so far of the cloud computing, and it makes sense. So I'm investing time into learning more about cloud computing. So far, I have the AWS Solutions Architect Associate Certification from AWS. Because I read about it. I was like, yo, solution architects make around $150 a year. I'm like, let me learn this. And the funny thing is, while I was learning it, I'm like, okay, a lot of the things, the tools and platforms that I've used for my clients are built on AWS. So with that being said, a lot of people that are in marketing, digital marketing, all that stuff, we're building out these tools for our clients. We should be building these services and solutions on AWS or on another cloud computing platform, because instead of going to all these different places, like I'm going to be creating chatbots for my clients. I can use AWS Connect. Well, that's more for phone calls, but I can use AWS to build chatbots, right? That's lit. There's also ManyChat. There's also a bunch of others, basically. A bunch of other tools to make chatbots that you can install on a person's website. Well, there's ChatFuel as well. But there's a chat. Well, ManyChat does Facebook, Instagram. But there's other ones. I've been learning things from this guy named Liam Otley on YouTube. Definitely follow Liam Otley. He's really good. There's a couple other guys. But there's maybe been like eight guys talking about an AI automation agency, which makes total sense. But the thing is, though, ServiceNow does that. I just completed, just Wednesday night, I completed a 10-week cohort, the next gen, ServiceNow next gen cohort. I just completed that Wednesday night, April 3rd. They do IT service management. They have automated IT workflows. They have customer work. They have four different types of workflows that can be customized and run by themselves. These guys out here are learning cloud computing, AI, but they're learning it with different websites like Zapier, Pipedrive, and Make. I used to be called IntegraMAT, but they got acquired, so it's now make.com. And what's another one they're using? But young guys like myself that are in the agency space, they're learning how to use different tools. They're basically in the cloud, but they're using the tools that are not the major platforms. So I'm thinking these guys might as well learn the major platforms, get the certifications, and go to bigger companies instead of going to smaller companies and say, hey, this is what we could do for you. But it all makes sense. So now another aspect is cybersecurity. I love cybersecurity. People need it. Back in 2019, one of my older cousins that works for the U.S. government and Intel, he told me, he's like, bro, you should get into cybersecurity. He went down a list of different tools, Nessus, just going off like this tool, this tool, this tool. Oh, Mimikatz, yada, yada, boom, 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 boom. You got to segment your network, make sure different things aren't connected to each other. So if one gets hacked, the other ones can't get hacked. Yada, 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 networking, boom, boom, boom. Back in 2019, bro was giving me game almost 5 months, 5 years ago. It'd be like 5 years in July. He told me that back in July 2019. But he was telling me this, and I thought to myself, let me get my digital marketing agency to $1 million in a year, and then I'll start the cybersecurity stuff. That $1 million a year hasn't come yet. Still going to do the cybersecurity. Cybersecurity is a need. Every device, I have two devices in front of me right now. I'm recording on my phone. It's a Samsung Galaxy S21 Ultra. And what's holding the phone so well is my MacBook Pro by Apple. So these are two different devices, two MAC addresses, one IP address coming from the router across the room. There is a connected TV. There is a connected iMac, boom. Then in the other room, there is another phone, and then there's another TV. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six devices in this one place, right? In this one apartment. What about the apartment next to this? The apartments on each side. This building that I live in, this apartment complex, has like over 240 different units. Let's just say there's on average three devices per unit. You have over 700, over 800 really, have like over 800 different devices in this one building. These devices are connected to bank accounts. These accounts are connected to websites storing information. Basically, there's a lot of potential for people to get hacked. There's a lot of potential for people to have their money taken in an instant from some guy, some girl, somewhere. You can't see them. Most people don't know how to track them. But somebody is out there and they have negative intentions. I really believe if you have the skill set or if you have the time, effort, and energy to learn how to do something negatively, you can just do the opposite. There's polarity. There's the hot and cold, good and bad. You can just do the good and get paid. Like, you could start a cybersecurity company. You could work for a cybersecurity company. You don't have to hack nobody. You don't have to steal nothing at all. That's my thought process. You know, I was raised in church, and I like people. I love people. I like money, but I love people. I mean, the love of money is the root of all evil. Not just money is the root of all, it's the love of money is the root of all evil. If you love money enough for somebody to be able to pay you to do something negative, you need to pray about that. You need to check yourself. You need to turn over a new leaf. You need to think differently, because if you're doing that, if you're hacking people, you can go to prison. And I do not want you to go to prison. I don't want you to see what happens to people in prison. Trust me, you don't want that. Like, I got a homie at the church I go to in Atlanta, in Norcross. He's much bigger than me. He's over 6 feet tall. He showed me pictures of him when he was in prison. He looks like a professional. He looked like a professional football player. And he told me he was average size. So, yeah, he said the guys in there are trained like Navy SEALs. And I'm telling you, the Navy SEALs pale in comparison when it comes to muscle endurance, strength, and size compared to men that have been in prison for years. So you don't want to go to prison. Trust me. My friend told me about how he got beat up real bad his first fight. You don't want to go to prison. So do not hack a damn thing. Don't hack nobody. Don't hack no fucking body. At all. Don't hack nobody. Don't steal nothing. Don't lie on nobody. You go to work, you go home, and you hang around people that love you and care about you. Because there's the stakes are too high. The cost is too high to do things that are wrong. Trust me on that. So, yeah. But, yeah, cybersecurity is very important. Keep yourself from getting hacked. Change your passwords. Increase the complexity of your passwords. You need to do multiple numbers, uppercase and lowercase, and special characters. And don't have all your passwords be the same password for all the different websites you're using. My phone password and my computer password and that computer password are different passwords. Trust me on that. Trust me on that. So my likelihood of getting hacked is very low. And then if I'm out and about and I'm about to put in my password on somewhere, I'm going to look around, see if there's any cameras looking at me or could look over my shoulder, because I don't want to get hacked. And I've been cybersecurity conscious for years. I first started learning cybersecurity back in 2018. Well, in the technical 9-to-5 for a client sense. First started learning the cybersecurity side back in 2018 when I had to learn HIPAA laws. Because I have a client, Dr. Michael Vaughn, my first healthcare client I started working with. Really cool guy. I love him. I need to go back there. I need to get my back adjusted. But he let me know I needed to learn HIPAA laws because I was going to be holding on to patient health information. That meant I had to bump up my cybersecurity posture. I started that back in 2018. So it's 2024 now. It's been 6 years. Cybersecurity is here to stay. You need cybersecurity is the now and the future. Companies are getting hacked every day. The average cost of a company in the United States getting hacked is over $5 million. So let's think about this. If your company hires 15 people and pays each of them $120,000 a year, that's still better than them not having that team and getting hacked and having to pay $5 million. So yes, this is why cybersecurity salaries are so high right now. And there's such a gap in the skill set. A lot of people don't have cybersecurity skills. And of course, it's something that you can learn online for free. I just found out that Qualys is another cybersecurity tool. I think they do vulnerability scans. Vulnerability scanning is very important as well. You want to scan and make sure you're not a person that is able or available to get hacked. You want to close all your attack vectors. That's the thing that you're going to learn in cybersecurity when you start studying. Or do you already work in cybersecurity? And you're like, hey, I'm hiring for somebody that works in cybersecurity. Talk to your boy. So, yes. But Qualys has free training for cybersecurity, which is really cool. They'll teach you PCI DSS. I've also helped other clients. Not Dr. Michael Vaughn. He didn't need this part. But I've helped other clients get to be PCI DSS compliant when it comes to taking payments online. That's pretty cool. Look at that. So I've been learning cybersecurity stuff from our clients over time, right? So now I'm mentioning all this because back in 2022, when I first saw Cyrus Harbin online with Tech is the New Black, he's on Instagram, I'm like, I got to get into tech. But last year, I just started realizing like, yo, so much of this stuff I've been learning about cloud computing, cybersecurity, like I've already been doing it. I just didn't know. So yeah. Cloud computing, cybersecurity are the two things that I've been learning. I've done projects and labs in both. I don't think I've done labs in cloud computing. I just did the work. I just did the projects. You find projects to do online and you follow along. It's actually really fun, really cool stuff. You got to keep learning and keep moving forward. Build out your resume, market yourself online. I get notifications on my computer, like when recruiters are seeing my profile on Dice. They hit me up. They sending me emails. They're calling me every day almost. I didn't get a call today, though. Today is Friday. Maybe they're chilling. But I get these calls, and these people are very excited to talk to me. And then yesterday, had this recruiter call me and say, "Hey, ask if it's okay that I'm getting my bachelor's degree in May." And they said, "Okay, let me check with my manager." I haven't gotten a response. This is why I'm finishing my bachelor's degree at Western Governors University ASAP. ASAP. I have a meeting next week with my guy, Aaron. I think it's Aaron Jackson. He's an admissions person over, or admissions counselor, I believe, over at Western Governors University. We have a meeting to go over all my transcripts and all that good stuff and to see where I'm at and get me right when it comes to starting classes in May 1st to finish my bachelor's degree. So I'm very thankful for that. I look forward to it. I have 22 classes left. So two classes I'm going to complete on Sophia.org. I've already completed five on Sophia.org. I did that from March 15th to March 26th. Maybe I've taken too much time off to complete the last two. The last two are a database class, and then there is a class on business law. The business law class is going to include a lot of reading, but I need to get ready for that, especially looking to take it to LSAT later on this year. I only want to take that one time. I'm not looking to fail that at all. So I'm going to put mad time into that. So I'm thinking complete my like tech certifications early in the year and then put a few months in. So by October, I'm ready to take the LSAT, which would be really nice. So, okay. Now, project management. So there's cloud computing, cybersecurity, and project management, basically. So when doing cloud computing and cybersecurity, get the hands-on, do the implementation. But now with that experience, if you are like, you've done this enough, you know how it works, you know the ins and outs, I think it would be appropriate for you to look at managing these projects. You're able to manage a cloud project. Working as a project manager, that makes sense. If you're able to manage a project in cybersecurity, I think that makes sense. So look at project management roles. Get a project management certification. The PMP is the highest level project management certification in the world right now. They say it's the gold standard, and I believe them. I met multiple people, and they say, "Hey, get this PMP." This one young lady, her son, Kyle Lawyer, I met them at the Lenox Mall. But I spoke with both of them. Kyle, he's in identity access management, which is in cybersecurity. Also, told people it's very important to niche down. IT is huge. I didn't know until last month that digital marketing is a part of IT. Somebody might say, "Bro, you've been under a rock." I've just been doing the work. I haven't really been too much concerned about what industry it is. Like, bro, I was going out getting clients, talking to people, say, "Hey, I can solve this problem for you." I wasn't thinking about the IT industry. Even though I've been working in the IT industry for the last 7 years, I didn't know. But I did it and I got results for my clients. So, but ignorance is not bliss. Trust me. If I knew more, I probably would have did better. Well, if I knew better, I would definitely do better. So now I know better. I'm like, okay, I've been in IT. I have hell of experience. There's been some people on Twitter that said I don't have work experience. I'm like, I have a list of paid clients and I've changed their business. Some people might call it digital transformation. Like, imagine having a client that was not selling online with their store, and now you got them selling online. That's e-commerce digital transformation. And some person on the internet that doesn't know me at all said that I don't have experience. Weird. But it is what it is. People on the internet, it's the internet. Take it with a grain of salt. Keep moving forward. Build a portfolio of successes. That's what I'm on. That's what I'm about. I'm about actually doing it. I'm not really into titles either. I'm like, who's getting the work done? I want to get some work done. Another thing you might see right now, one of my skill sets is talking. I love to talk. I love to get ideas across. I love to listen. I love to be like, "Hey, let's do this. This is the plan. This is what we're working on." I want to be the quarterback. I want to run point guard. I can be the coach. I can be the project manager. Like, yo, This is what we need done. Let's get it. And another thing about it, like I said, first start in the implementation. Then over time, work into the management, right? This is for tech. IT project managers make on average $150,000 a year. I've seen this from multiple different sources. Now, this is young lady I spent a nice amount of time with last year. She's really cool. She works in project management, and she told me more about the ins and outs of it. And that 150 mark, yeah, that's real life. That's real life for a lot of people that work in IT. So she gave me some game from our first date. Like, she gave me some game. She gave me some game that she told one of her cousins. And just over time, I was like, yeah, this makes sense. Not only did it make sense because she told me, but because before she told me, I'd seen statistics. So after her telling me, after me meeting more statistics, after me having the demand on me from these recruiters, I'm like, let me finish my bachelor's degree. It's a business administration degree with a focus of IT management. So yes, I'm going to get that degree, continue to do some individual contributor work inside cybersecurity, and then move into project management, which is going to be great. Because the thing is, my experience working with all my clients was I went and did sales to get the client. We signed, we onboarded, I handled all that. So I basically worked as a customer success manager, account manager, account executive, BDR, SDR, CEO, founder. And I completed the projects by doing the work, and I managed the projects. So that's why earlier, minutes ago, I said, like, working in a 9-to-5, knowing that I'm an entrepreneur, is like basically you're saying, don't learn more of the skills that you need to be a better entrepreneur and just work a 9-to-5. So, yeah. Not my approach, though. I'm going to continually learn the skills that are going to make me a better entrepreneur. I think even finishing college, the business classes that I've taken on Sophia, the finance classes I've taken on Sophia, are refining what I know so far and adding bits and pieces here and there. Like my finance, my personal finance class that I took on Sophia, that was easy. My intro to finance class that I took on Sophia, that was easy. Not only is Sophia a platform that teaches things and it's like you have open book tests, but for years, I have read book after book after book after book on self-control, psycho-cybernetics, Think and Grow Rich, Robert Kiyosaki, book after book after book, personal finance. I have a Tony Robbins Unshakable book in front of me, right across from me. So when I'm taking a course and we're talking about treasury bills and interest rates, and I'm like, yo, this is child's play. I've been on this. And then also, I went to college the first time, 2013 to 2017. So I went to college 10 years ago, well, 11 years ago now. Well, almost. It'll be 11 years in August. But I'm saying all to say, learning these things are going to make me a better entrepreneur, right? Yes. So then also, gaining these tech certifications are going to continually hone my skills of being the person that's doing, but also going to the project manager job just popped up from job case on my computer. But being an individual contributor, whether it be web development, cloud computing, cloud engineering stuff, cloud architect roles, or even working in cybersecurity, those individual contributor skills are always going to make you better. Continue to learn that. That's my thought process. That's what I'm doing. Also, project management. That's going to make me better because the thing is, like I said before, my whole thought process is to use the 9-to-5 job income to pay down debts, raise my credit score, raise my credit limits on credit cards, and then take my credit score, go to the Small Business Administration, and buy businesses. There's this guy by the name of Walker Diebel, right? He has this book called Buy, Then Build. It just makes sense because a lot of times people open a business and it's just one person. Like, there's the E-Myth by Michael Gerber. He says a lot of time people are, what's that word he used? Basically, they're very technical. There's the technician, and then there's the person that's like a CEO entrepreneur type. There's a lot of technicians out there that are trying to be CEOs and entrepreneurs, and I even find that to be myself sometimes. Like, it's easier to sit in front of a computer and do the work than it is to be on a phone call, be in a meeting, trying to sell. So I get it. But it is like, I know I'm built to win. I know I'm built for that freedom. I know I'm built to take those risks that are, hey, is this what you want to do or not? Do you want to make a leap into the future? Do you want to improve what you're doing in your business? Do you want to make it better? Do you want more sales? Like, I'm the person that's going to ask those questions. And yes, there is a fear when it comes to getting on that phone, knowing that there could be some rejection on the other end. But you got to push past that because I got goals. I'm 28. I just on the phone call my mom earlier. I'm like, yo, if somebody would have told me when I was 3 years old that, hey, when you're 25, you're going to want to be married with kids, you got to save your money, I'd probably start saving some money at 3 years old. I probably would have started, you know, getting in the game, you know, started trying to learn some of the business and stuff like that. Because if I would have started my work experience back in 1999, I could have been a billionaire already. 25 years ago, I could have been on my billionth dollar so far. Sounds like a joke, but I'm saying it's real. The sooner you tell people how to get on the right path and the sooner they start following it, the better. So now that's why now when I have younger people around me or my younger cousins, I'm like, hey, take a look at this industry. How much money do you want to make? Are you into technical stuff? Like, what are you into? Like, last week I was at Georgia Tech for an event to like speak with some people that were recruiting from AT&T. Like, AT&T was there to speak with some of the students. And I was there, I spoke with some recruiters, spoke with this guy that works in cybersecurity at AT&T. He told me to learn Zero Trust. And I was thinking to myself, thank you for telling me that. I'm thinking, I've already started learning Zero Trust and it already makes sense. I've been read about this. What is the information on the edge? Like, who got the newest information? I want to be on the edge. Like, I want to see what's happening. What's the newest malware? What's the newest this? What's the newest that? I want to see what's popping off and when it's popping off so I can tell people, like, hey, this is what's going on. This is how we adjust. And this is how we make things better. This is how we lock that down. And that does sound like I need to work in government or in finance. Makes total sense. And healthcare. So government, finance, and healthcare makes the most sense for my career path, I guess, working a 9-to-5 with cybersecurity and project management. Definitely makes sense. I did meet a guy last year. He was like, hey, man, get your degree this year, and I'll make a call to get you working in finance. So, Mr. Bird, I'm taking you up on that. Because in May, I'm graduating from Western Governors University. Got to take 20 classes with them after I complete the last two at Sophia. But I'm going to complete my degree. I need to complete that degree. I need to complete those 20 classes in the month of May. So at the end of May, I can tell these recruiters that call me, hey, bro, yes, I have a degree. Let's get right. Let's do this first interview. Let's do the second interview. Let's do the last interview, the panel interview. Let everybody love me. Let everybody care for me. And let everybody say, yes, you got the job. Boom. That's what I'm looking forward to. Might sound delusional. I don't give a D. I do the work. I do the project. I got the experience. I get money. Let's make it happen. I'm your guy. So that's what I have in mind. And so many times, like all the time, like I get what I desire. I get what I want. I get what I desire. This world is mine. I'm God's son. And you're God's child too. But you have to find things to do that serves everybody around you. And you got to put God first. That's a fact. So when you look back on this video, when you listen to this podcast in the future, or let's say if you listen to it tonight, just know that Edward Fox told you that God is everything. I get my heartbeat from God. I get my voice from God. I get everything from God. Back in this past October, I wasn't able to speak as much as I can now. I wasn't able to speak correctly for about 2 to 3 weeks. And when I tell you, like, I was so thankful when I got my voice back. Because it's almost like I took it for granted. That we have to use our words. We have to use everything in us for God. Has to be some substance, some value for the people that are able to hear our voices. You're not about to hear me on the internet talking mess. You're not about to find me and being mean to nobody. You're not about to see me use my voice for trash. Like, no. This is a gift. Use your gifts. Use your time. Use your effort. And use your energy for God first. Has to be raising people's energy. Has to raise the vibration. Has to be love in the conversation. Has to be God in the conversation. This preacher, Tony Evans, he says, if you don't want to hear me talk about God, then don't invite me. That is so real. He's so real for that. And I believe that. So if you don't want to hear about God, don't click on my video. Don't listen to the podcast. I'm talking Jesus. I'm talking about Jesus. You feel what I'm saying? Because that's what I'm on. That's what I'm into. I'm into God. And I like money. And I love women. I love children. I love people. God is at the top. God is everything to me. So again, to just wrap this video up, I'm focused on learning and being better at the implementation of cloud computing, cybersecurity, and project management. And that is going to work in my favor of me buying businesses, integrating those businesses. They call it one of the things in M&A, mergers and acquisitions, they're looking at putting different companies' IT infrastructure together, merging it, right? Maybe there's a company that may be using AWS, another company might be using Azure, or there's a company, the one company is using QuickBooks and the other is using Oracle NetSuite. It's just like different things like that, and it needs to be put under one roof. That's called digital transformation, right? Another thing, they have solutions architecture. Like I said before, the AWS Solutions Architect Associate Certification, that's one of the certifications I hold. That's for like cloud, right? Boom. They have other solutions that might not be considered or related to the cloud computing industry, but I know how to create solutions in the cloud. A company says, hey, we have this issue. I'm like, okay, boom, we use these services to create this result. Boom. That's what it is. And AWS has over 230 different services that you can use to create solutions for your clients and customers. So that's awesome. But what I'm getting at is there's enterprise solutions architecture, right? How can you make a whole business better? Not just how they store their data and use their data. How can you make the whole business better? So that's really further what I'm going to when it comes to the 9-to-5 stuff, right? And with that being said, that's over the next couple of years, having that enterprise architecture experience, right? And I can get that with my own time because you can work a 9-to-5 and anybody be like, oh, nah, man, you might be like 5 years away from being an enterprise architect. But you use that money that you get from working in tech or working in your industry, you go buy another business, you the enterprise architect on that business. You have to use your skills that you learn from work and from your nighttime and from your weekends, from your studying these books and taking these certifications. You use that information, you use that skill set, you use that knowledge to build something bigger for you, right? I say for you because you're the owner. But the thing is, it's all about serving God, serving his children, serving these people, right? So you build something that works better. You're making it a more green business. I don't just mean greenwashing. Greenwashing is a term I learned last month from one of my classes. I don't mean greenwashing. Greenwashing is saying that something is green, but you really cap. You're really lying. Like, don't do that. If you're going to make your business more carbon neutral, do it for real. Just do what it takes. I mean, I don't run your pockets, but do what look good for the world, for the earth, and find some way to increase profits. You feel what I'm saying? A good way to increase profits. Buy some land too, man. I ain't never heard anybody complain about buying land. Come on, like somebody said, oh, I own too much land, got too many cows, got too many chickens. Nobody ever says that. Well, maybe somebody, because they got to take care of all of them. But if you own it and you find some people that love chickens and love cows and love being out there and love running around. They love the horses. Hire them and pay them more than you should. Like, when I say more than you should, I mean, like, sometimes there's an economy and there's a quote-unquote average pay. Pay them more than average. Boom. There's somebody in the business like, hey, nah, if we ain't cut employee payroll, we'll save more money and add to our bottom line. Don't listen to him. They probably don't own the business. So, yeah, that's another thing you learn with accounting. Maybe in one of my HR classes, they're going to teach me how to defraud people. I'm going to forget that part except for on the exam. I passed the exam. But, yeah. But, yeah, that's it. I'm about to take a call. Y'all be blessed. Love you.